Another big event happening this weekend. Tar Heel football taking on Clemson at Keenan Stadium with game time 3:30. UNC looking to break a two-game losing streak and also snap Clemson's 19-game winning streak. Tall order, but so far every single game Carolina's played this year has come down to the wire. If they can make that happen again a fifth time, you know, anything can happen. That's what our topic will be today for Stroman on Sports. Joined now on the phone by Dr. Debbie Stroman, the host of Cover 2 right here on WCHL. Debbie, thanks for being with us, and what are your thoughts about the game?
Well, I really believe this is where UNC's athletic tradition, its greatness, hurts this year's Tar Heel football team. I wish I could say that Clemson knows they're very confident, they're just going to walk into Keenan Stadium, and, you know, Tar Heels are just going to lie down. But because UNC has won so many games, in particular with basketball, but all of the national championships, all of the hoopla, all of that, Clemson has circled this game on their schedule to show the ACC, to show UNC that they are a power, and in particular a power in football. So all the Tar Heel fans that are thinking that, you know, that this is going to be a game where Clemson is not going to take it serious, that, you know, they don't have anything to lose. No, it is UNC. And I can say this having been an athlete at Virginia, having supported just about every program within the ACC, everybody wants to beat Carolina. And if you can beat them by just a few points, or if you can run up the score, that's what you want to do. That's the greatness of UNC.
Is that true in football as well as basketball?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so you see so much elation for teams that beat Carolina in any sport. And it's definitely going to be in football as well. I imagine that every ticket that's possible, that's available, the Clemson fans have purchased. They will come thick in their orange clothing. And if they win the game, they will strut their stuff up and down Franklin Street. You would have thought that UNC is a top 10 program, but that is just the respect that other programs have for UNC. Even when brand new coach, first year football player at quarterback position, it doesn't matter. It's Carolina.
So what? Let's turn our attention then to Clemson, which Dabo Swinney has turned into, if not the powerhouse to beat in the nation, certainly one of the two along with Alabama. What's your take on Clemson, on Dabo's program? How does he make that happen?
Well, I've never been a big Clemson football fan, but having the past few years to interact with them at the College Football National Championship, I'm very blessed to have a relationship with them. And I take students to the game to work and see the business behind the game, and been assigned to Clemson athletics, Clemson football. And so I have a chance to talk to Coach Sweeney and some of the others, and they have an outstanding program. And their tagline is all in. And I think that's what makes a difference for their program and others around the country. It's not just the football program that's committed to having a top program. It's the faculty, it's the staff, it's the people in the community. Everybody buys in, whatever it takes to bring them to this position of success, and it's worked. The other part, of course, is, and you're hearing a lot of pushback on it, is that Dabo is a very religious man, and he talks about how he's looking after his players from a spiritual perspective. He wants them to be high character, and people are questioning whether or not this promotion of Christianity is really open to all faiths. But it's working, and the five-star athletes are just flocking to Clemson, South Carolina.
Speaking with Dr. Debbie Stroman, again, the host of Cover 2 right here on WCHL. And I got the game tomorrow right here on WCHL. Pre-game coverage starting at 12:30 with the InsideCarolina.com countdown to kickoff presented by University Ford. Ron Stutz and the IC crew will be live at the Bulls lot. And you're talking about the all-in mentality for Clemson and also the university and the community and the fan base starting to get a little bit of that that in Chapel Hill, and we see that. I know every week when we're live at the Bulls lot for the pregame show, the excitement there is actually building, although we still have a long way to go. Of course, in terms of talent level, Carolina's still got a long way to go to even begin to match the level of talent that Clemson has. But how do we begin to try to pull off this upset on Saturday?
Well, I don't know if it's possible, and no disrespect to Clemson, because it is a very good school, but when you have the academic stature of a Carolina, you know, consider one of the public Ivies, you will always have a pretty vocal faculty that is not supportive of big-time sports. And I've been in this sport business industry for a number of years, decades now, and I've yet to hear Clemson professors fussing about closing roads, due to a football game. You don't hear Clemson professors talking about, you know, the various majors and whether or not clustering is going on. And I'm not saying they don't care, but when I say all in, everybody's all in. So that means you have to leave your office early, and you won't be able to do a little bit more research. You won't be able to meet with a student at 6 o'clock because your car needs to be off the, you know, particular road, or, you know, access to particular facilities are shut down due to the football game. People deal with it. At Chapel Hill, not so much. And then we can never, never say that we're over that athletic academic matter that we had, which makes more administrators, and rightfully so, makes more administrators and faculty be concerned in terms of the millions upon millions of dollars that goes towards athletics. Now, being someone who is supportive of big-time athletics, I can defend it and explain it all day. But there are those who really don't feel that big-time athletics belongs at a top academic university. So, yes, we'll have all the pomp and circumstance. Mac is back and all of that. But I don't believe we'll ever get to the point of the 100%, 150% support that they have at Clemson University for football.
We're going to have to leave it there. Game time again, 3:30 tomorrow in Keenan Stadium. It will be a sellout. Should be a good atmosphere one way or the other, and the weather will cooperate. Catch Cover 2 on WCHL weeknights during the 7 o'clock hour and also on the weekends all through football season. Debbie Stroman, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you. It'll be the upset of the year. Tar Heels can do it. Go Heels.
And again, 12:30 is when our coverage begins with Ron Stutz and the Inside Carolina crew with their pregame coverage. Don't forget to stay tuned after the game as well. Paul Connell and crew will be right here in the WCHL studio for another round of On the Heels.